5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Mary Walter, and that's Vince Colonnade right there.
Well, good morning. The polls now open in Virginia and Maryland. Now, Maryland polls opening at 7 o'clock this morning. But yes, there are some elections going on in Maryland, and to find out more about what they are and who you should be considering, let's talk to Greg Klein. He's the co-founder of Red Maryland, a conservative blog. And Greg, good morning, and I'm looking at your website this morning. Your lead story is a picture of a dumpster on fire, and it says, the Maryland Democratic Party. Good morning, Greg. Are you there with us? I know he's there somewhere. Try again.
Can you hear me?
Yes, there I can you hear are. You now. Perfect. Welcome, Greg.
Sorry about that. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So I want to jump into some of these races that are going on in Maryland that people need to consider. Annapolis, let's start there. They're going to decide whether or not they want to reelect Mike Pantelides, the Republican there. He's facing Gavin Buckley. And Gavin, I don't know, this is kind of compelling. If you're a voter, Gavin has promised voters a Ferris wheel in Annapolis, which is like, you know, I'm going to give you a pony. Oh, interesting. I might actually be for this. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, Annapolis is a very old city, and historical preservation is kind of a fair. He mentioned in a political podcast a Ferris wheel, kind of like the Eye of London or something like that, into the city's dock area to help revitalize that. Of course, that city dock goes back to colonial times. A lot of people were taken aback by that. The host of the podcast thought it was a joke, but he kept going back to it, and the Pantelides campaign jumped on that and did a mailer and did a satirical video. A lot of people were taken aback. You know, the reality is that Mike Pantelides is a Republican. He won by about 54 votes 4 years ago in a city that's about 8-9-1 Democrat to Republican. The Democrats this time nominated a guy. Oh. Defeated a long state senator, and has some really pie in the sky kind of ideas, and it's best represented by this idea of putting a Ferris wheel down on the city dock.
So yeah.
It's going to be a very interesting election.
Well, Greg, one, see if you can't move closer to a window or something. We lost a little bit of your reception there. The other is I'm looking, you know, just thinking about the Ferris wheel thing. I mean, National Harbor has one, as we know. As you drive over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, you can see it there at night and during the day, for that matter. That Ferris wheel costs like $15 a pop to get on. Like, this is not, I don't see how it's a quick money-making endeavor.
No, it's not going to make any money, and it's going to be a real hole and a real eyesore in the city as well. So, you know, Buckley's tried to walk away and say it was a joke, but it's not the only bad idea that he's had. So we'll see how citizens of Annapolis react to that.
Right. Now let's go to College Park then, where you've got the mayor there. And College Park, there's a race for mayor. Patrick Wojahn is being challenged by three candidates. College Park, of course, most recently in the news, and we've discussed it, for coming up with this idea that they were going to let non-citizens vote. Turns out they weren't allowed to even do that. So is that playing a factor in the elections in College Park this time around?
Well, it's definitely coming up. I mean, look, this was a town. It was called the dumbest city in America. You know, they had a vote to allow non-citizens to participate in their elections. They thought they had won. Then someone reminded them, oh, yeah, by the way, you passed a couple months ago, you passed a change that you had to have a supermajority to change your charter. So it didn't happen. It's definitely an issue. These are not heavily partisan elections, but it'll be interesting to see if voters remember that when they go to the polls.
So these are mostly mayoral elections that we're seeing across Maryland, as well as council members. How much of a bellwether is this for Governor Hogan?
Well, I'll tell you, 4 years ago, Republicans won both in Frederick and in Annapolis, in cities that are heavily Democratic. The state Republican Party put a lot of efforts into those and won. And it was seen as kind of, you know, the Maryland Republican Party coming back and showing they could win. I don't know how much of a harbinger it is this time, but definitely it's something that the Democratic Party in Maryland, which is having a tough time breaking through against Governor Hogan, who remains very popular. They'll certainly try to make as much hay out of it as they can.
Well, I want to ask you about some of the national political conversation and how it affects Maryland. Tax reform being debated right now in the House of Representatives. We're finding out a lot of the details, and it seems like the whole thing just gets hairier by the day. But state and local tax deductions disappearing for the most part. How is that affecting Maryland and your view as a Republican in Maryland?
Well, I'll tell you, look, we have very high state and local taxes here in Maryland, and if you get rid of that deduction, it's definitely going to negatively affect a lot of taxpayers in the state. The fact is that states with high state and local taxes, like New York, like Maryland, the current federal tax code has kind of gotten folks around the country to subsidize our high state and local taxes, and, you know, we're going to end up paying more if it goes away, so it makes it complicated for Republicans. Of course, we only have one Republican member of Congress from Maryland, Andy Harris, but it makes the politics a little difficult for Republicans just to kind of get behind this on a state level. The reality is this is all caused by Democrats who've run the state here in Maryland for decades, who kept raising taxes, particularly under the past administration.
So it sounds like, it kind of sounds like based on what you're saying, and you mentioned that the other states are subsidizing Maryland, which is the language the Trump administration's been using. Is it your view that this is a positive thing? Are you supportive of state and local tax deductions going away?
I understand the concept. I think it's a good concept, but my taxes are going to go up, so I'm not sure even conservative Republican voters in Maryland are going to be that magnanimous if it ends up resulting in them paying more. That's the difficulty in the politics of this.
Right. How does it affect Larry Hogan?
I think Larry Hogan's been able to kind of, you know, he hasn't been in favor of this. He's distanced himself from some of the things that have gone on in Washington. I think he's been able largely to inculcate himself from some of these things. So I don't know that it will end up having an effect other than, you know, what effect it might have on a national mood or something like that. I think the effect will be negligible if it ends up passing, which, you know, is far from certain.
I just wanted to quickly just touch on voting along party lines. When I look at some of these smaller, we say smaller elections, town elections, mayoral elections, for sitting on seats in different towns, they tend to break down along party lines as opposed to state elections. Do you believe that's going to happen this time?
Well, actually, in Frederick and Annapolis, they're heavily Democratic cities, and you've got Republican mayors. So there has been an ability to buck that trend. The reality is that turnout is so low in these elections that it does kind of buck the trend of straight party line voting. Whether that's enough for these guys to win or not, we're so heavily Democratic, we'll see. But it definitely does buck that trend. It doesn't follow it exclusively. That's been the trend in the past, and I know the state Republican parties put a lot of effort into these races and hired some staff and did some things that they haven't done in the past because they believe it can change. So we'll just have to see what the results show.
All right, Greg Klein from Red Maryland, thanks so much for giving us a curtain raiser on the day. The poll's just opening a few minutes ago. Appreciate that, sir.
Thanks for having me.
And 8 p.m. tonight is when the polls close, so that's the time, from 7 to 8 today. So if you're going to go vote, do it within that.